Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
In our fair city, the opportunity to practice science is rare and coveted. A lucky few are privileged enough to serve as assistants, or even more frequently, equipment technicians. To be the leader of such endeavors requires an even more rare person, someone with ambition, drive, ability, and perhaps more importantly, a personality disorder. This is the lab of someone with all the right stuff. Blue light glows through the aqueous fluid, suspending many human brains in a large tank. The faint luminescence escaping the cerebral chamber falls over white enameled machines and polished metal surfaces. Nothing here stirs.
Oops!
Almost nothing, anyway. Above, inside the air duct, Andrew Snidge makes his way into the office. By sheerest luck, he manages to avoid setting off the elaborate and deadly traps the good doctor has placed within.
Uh-oh.
Whoa! Oh! Hell!
By falling.
Dr. West, I'm in.
Very good, Andrew!
Woo-hoo!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. I never mean to frighten anyone. It just sort of happens. I can't imagine why.
But how did you get in?
Through the door! It wasn't hard to unlock. I was going to tell you, but you seemed so intent on crawling through the air ducts, I hadn't the heart to stop you. Ooh, would you look at that?
Sir, I think those brains are looking at us.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely. And quite the collection, too. So many unique specimens. My friend Victor would love a tank like this.
You have friends?
The reanimator community is quite small. If we were constantly doing battle with one another, there would be no community at all. We found it easier to be friends. Plus, you have someone to send cards to on the holidays. Now, shall we get started? Let's see. If I were a muon-powered irradiation chamber, where would I be? Ah, here it is. Andrew, if you would please put our guest inside. Let's see. Gamma rays, of course. Do you think alpha or beta radiation? Oh, what the hell. We'll splurge and do both. Set for 5 seconds. Now, Andrew, don't look directly at the chamber. There we go.
Dr. West, I looked at the chamber.
Of course you did. You're a scientist. Natural curiosity and all that. Here, put these glasses on. Just don't look down when you use the toilet and you'll be fine. Now, use the thermal resistor gloves.
You mean the oven mitts?
Yes, those. And bring her over here. Place her between the electrodes, please. Very good. Now, hand me the current transferal cord.
You mean the jumper cables?
Yes. Now, this goes on the right ear, and this goes on the left... No, wait, the other way. I always get that part confused. All right, we're ready. Andrew, on the count of three, throw the switch!
This switch!
No. You've switched off the lights.
Oops.
Try the other one. Excellent. One, two, three. And there we go.
How long will it take for her to come back?
Well, considering the infinite complexities of the brain and the delicate balances that have just been overloaded by immense amounts of foreign chemicals, dangerous radiation, and pure electricity, I'd say the better part of 3 days. Oh my, that is surprising. I don't blame you a bit for fainting, young Andrew. You just rest here, and I'll see to our new friend. Hello? Wakey, wakey.
What? Where am I?
It talks. I've never had one that talked before. Top of the morning to you, my dear. How are you feeling?
I feel... horrible.
To be expected, to be expected. Open up and say, ah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Now, just put this under your tongue. No talking. Ah, very good. Let's see. 63.4 degrees.
I'm pretty sure that's only supposed to be used on turkeys.
Probably. But when was the last time anyone saw one of those? Now, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Are you a doctor?
Oh my! Where are my manners? I am Dr. Herbert West. And you are?
Elizabeth. Elizabeth Rourke.
Very good, very good. I'd shake your hand if it wasn't back in my lab.
What?
Moving on! Do you remember what happened to you, Elizabeth?
I was in an office. There was a man, Chamberlain. He shot me, and oh God, Nathan!
Interesting. Emotional connections, memories. The ability to reason and make inferences based on past experience. It would appear the higher functions are all intact, which is amazing. Usually the irradiated sulfur melts the cerebrum.
Where's Nathan? He was in the office with me when I...
I'm afraid I found only you in the office, Elizabeth. Well, part of you, anyway. Well, most of you, really.
I have to go. I have to find him.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves, Elizabeth. Especially now. First, we need to worry about getting you fixed up.
Oh, God. I can't feel my legs. Why can't I feel my legs?
Ah, yes. About that.
My arms, too. I can't feel my arms.
Yes, well, Elizabeth, I was hoping to ease you into this with a bit of a tete-a-tete, but I must tell you, there is a very simple reason why you cannot feel your body.
I'm paralyzed.
What? Oh no. Really? Who gets paralyzed anymore?
Oh, thank goodness.
You can't feel your body because I amputated it.
What?
Look down.
What happened to my body?
Damaged beyond repair, I'm afraid. Oh, the arms and legs are all right, but the torso was almost a total loss. You have whoever shot you to thank for that.
I'm just a head. A head on a desk.
Yeah, sorry about that. Bit of a shock, I'm sure. I did try to ease you into it. Top of the morning. Don't get ahead. Tete-a-tete. Can't blame me for not trying.
What have you done to me?
Saved your life. Or given you a new one. I'm really not sure. You're actually the only, let's go with person, who has retained their mental faculties post-reanimation.
Reanimation?
Reanimation. Return from the dead. Post-geriatric care, if you will.
So, I was... am dead.
No. Well, yes. Technically. It all depends on your definition of life and, death.
Why? Why would you do that?
Why would any doctor heal a sick person?
I wasn't sick. I was dead.
Sick! Dead! Just a matter of degrees, really. 35.2, to be exact.
You cut off my head.
No. I amputated your body. Very different.
So what? I'm just supposed to sit next to your inbox and keep you company for the rest of my life? Or whatever this is?
What? No! I thought you understood.
Understood what?
This is the fun part. You get to pick out your body.
You said my body was beyond repair.
Oh, it is. Was. Is. It, well, your torso is. Was. We, meaning me, are going to replace your old torso with a new torso. Well, a slightly used torso. but an intact torso. I have a fine selection. All types. You can be petite, athletic, curvy, anything you like. Your legs and arms were fine, so we can use those again if you're still attached to them. Well, metaphorically speaking, of course. Or not. I have plenty to go around. Here, I brought a catalog.
Well, it would be nice to be a size 4 again.
That's the spirit. Let's see. What do you think?
Anything in a woman?
Ah, yes. Good point. Let's see.
I'm kind of hungry.
What am I thinking? You must be famished. You've had a big day. Let's get you some food.
I don't have a stomach.
All the better. You can eat all you want and not gain a pound.
Those things in the tank look good.
Oh. The brains? No. You don't want those. They're a bit too feisty.
Did that brain just say, have at you?
Did it? Perhaps a low-level telepathic field as well. You are just full of surprises. Andrew? Ah, Andrew, good, you're up. Could you hand me yes, thank you. M'lady, your chariot awaits.
That's a duffel bag.
We'll just place you inside, sneak you back to the lab, grab a bite to eat, and then we'll get you back on your feet. Or someone else's feet. It's up to you. Hold on in there.
But Nathan.
So, with his mission complete and Mrs. Rourke safely in hand, Dr. West and Andrew Snidge make their way back to Q-Deck. From within her canvas conveyance, one can only begin to imagine the thoughts which must command the attention of Mrs. Elizabeth Rourke. Where is she bound? What happened to her son? What will become of her? What happened to her son? What horrors await her? Keep listening as some of these questions are answered, and the story of our fair city continues.